Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Legend of Broken by Caleb Carr. Read by Tim Gerard Reynolds, with notes read by George Guidel, and letters read by John Curlis.
Introductory note. Some years ago, while doing research at one of our major universities on the personal papers of Edward Gibbon, author of the multi-volume classic The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, published from 1776 to 1789, I came across a large manuscript in the collection contained in an unmarked box. On further investigation, I discovered that the work was not entered in either the university's card catalog or its computerized list of holdings. Intrigued, I began to read the document and soon realized that it was a narrative concerning the fate of a legendary kingdom said to have ruled over a portion of northern Germany from the 5th to the 8th centuries. The tale had never been published during Gibbon's lifetime or since. I only knew of the thing because I'd run across references to it in several unpublished letters that Gibbon had written to his countryman and colleague, the great Edmund Burke. Burke's own masterpiece, Reflections on the Revolution in France, had appeared just as did the last volume of Gibbon's Decline and Fall, and as a token of his esteem for what he had immediately recognized to be a seminal achievement on his friend's part, Gibbon had attempted to present Burke with a copy of his latest discovery. But Burke had subsequently returned the gift and sent Gibbon a cordial yet sternly phrased warning against any attempt to publicize it. At the time, I didn't quite know what to make of the manuscript. Although detailed in its descriptions, its provenance could not be immediately proved, and any tale that made such remarkable claims about a largely unknown and unknowable chapter of history for northern Germany during most of the Dark Ages remains one of notable blank spots in the record of European civilization, required at least that much. I knew from Gibbon's letters that the original document had been translated into English by a linguistic and historical scholar of impressive talents. But I also knew that this character had nonetheless chosen to remain as assiduously anonymous as had the manuscript's original first-person narrator. Exploring his personal history would therefore be of no further aid in terms of verification. Certainly, the English vocabulary and idioms that he employed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?